Senator Morris on two.
How are you?
Fine, how are you?
You selling any buzz?
Tell me what I can do.
You selling any buzz?
Oh, sure.
Well, I might borrow some money from you.
I agree. I have undefeated bulls. Last 2 years.
Well, they told me yesterday I won 3 first prizes at the Fredericksburg Fair. And I said, how much? They said $12 each. What? I don't know how much they cost me.
I don't care about that. The important thing is you won. That's the important thing.
Charlie Schultz is in here. He's gone. You were busy doing something else when I called. I wanted to get you to...
I was at this hearing.
I wanted to get you to... when you had a little spare time sometimes, sit down with the budget. You need to know him anyway. First thing you'd be raising hell wanting something out in the Northwest, as I remember. But I want you to see if you can evolve a public policy for the president, get you 2 or 3 brain trusters to help you, and on the sales of all these lands and industrial sites and these valuable properties that we have. Now, what happens now is we'll have a big something in Los Angeles, and your order will come in with some vocational barber college or something, and it may be land that's worth millions of dollars right in downtown Los Angeles. And they get all the land, and then they'll get it, and they'll use it for this little while, and something else will happen to it. And I told him I didn't know much about it, but you had a Morris formula. And what we might do is work up some new act where we could say that when we declare these things that have industrial possibilities or could be used for sites or something like that, they may not always, a Navy Yard may not be the best school that you could have, or the best park or playground. But what we might do is work up an outfit and say it'd be sold at fair market value, and we'll give the community 30% of it, or 40 or something like that. Anyway, I just want you to look at it. You had a fair market value deal sometime, but they wouldn't let them sell it unless they did when he was on Armed Services Committee with me, and they called it the Morris Formula. I told Charlie Schultz to get a Morris Formula on all this other stuff. Now, we don't want to hurt the schools, but the University of Texas, for instance, will go take over a whole big magnesium plant. It's got lots of acres, and it can't use anything but one little building on it. And what it could better do, if we'd sell the whole thing to some industrial outfit, take the money and give them 30% of it, they could build their own right on their own campus.
This isn't
so,
I'll work with
it. And then if you want me to, talk to him, and you all come in the proposal. Let me name 2 or 3 outstanding men to join with you as a task force or something, and then we'll make a recommendation, and we'll have a Morris Formula law, a message proposed if there's something out of it. Now, we just got hundreds of millions worth of property, and it's happening in the big cities. And why do we want to give Yardie a lot of stuff that we might give the city some money or the state some money, but... You understand the problem, don't you?
I understand. I'd have you call him.
Yes, sir. You call him, tell him the president asked you to, and then you think about it. You may want somebody from Cornell or somebody from Washington or somebody from...
I'll work with him.
Public schools or something to meet with you, and just so you get something sound, and I'll take whatever you all recommend for me.
I'll go right to work.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.